This is the Physical Activity Researcher Podcast, a podcast for researchers of sedentary behavior, physical activity, and sports. Join for a relaxed dialogue about research design, practicalities, and, well, anything related to research. Learn from your fellow researchers useful and relevant information that does not fit into formal content and limited space of scientific publications. And here is your host, researcher and entrepreneur, Olli Tikkanen.
Welcome, everyone. In this episode, I am very happy to introduce Phibion Helix. So it's a new wearable from Phibion, and basically it's a simple black wristband. It looks like a consumer device. It doesn't have a screen, it's just a simple black band. And it looks like a consumer device, but it has everything you need in a research project. And usually there is a problem with consumer devices. They are not giving a raw data, or it might be that it has proprietary algorithms. There might be things changing without you being notified. And there's often they are designed for consumers, so maybe all the participants need to make the account for themselves. And it gets very messy when researchers try to get the data. There's different phones for participants and so on. And on the other hand, if you go for research-grade devices, they are coming a little bit behind. They are usually having accelerometer, and they often are not having PPI or PPG sensor for heart rate variability measurements and so on. And even though they have less sensors, they are usually considerably more expensive. And so there's kind of a space between. And we are trying to bring Phibion Helix to take the best side of each of these. So it will bring consumer-grade convenience. It will bring modern sensors, including the PPI sensor that gives easily from the wrist the heart rate variability and heart rate data. But it also provides everything researchers need. And let's look more into those points. So to recap, what is Phibion Helix? It's just a black wristband, lightweight, unnoticeable, and it's one size fits all. And it has a patented PPI sensor. So basically it combines different color of LEDs and it improves the measurement accuracy in different settings, for example, outdoor settings. It also works better for different skin tones. It also works well with the darker skin tones. And it also has a wear detection. So it only basically reports the heart rate and heart rate variability measurements when it's properly worn. It has a 3-axis accelerometer and it provides the raw data of those. And in addition to the raw data, it also gives a lot of outcome variables automatically. It has variables for sleep. It has pretty good variety of sleep metrics. It gives physical activity levels. It gives heart rate. It gives heart rate variability. It gives heart rate training zones and many more. So you get the raw data for detailed analysis, but you also get easily good variables that are automatically calculated. And importantly, especially for larger research project, it gives an API and SDK, so application programming interface, so you can get the data from there to your system streamlined. So it will help to streamline the data collection, data analysis. And then if you need, for example, it's some kind of intervention study, you can use the SDK to integrate it, for example, to your app. So you can get, for example, the outcome variables directly to your app, which could be, for example, for behavior change. And these are very well documented. So the engineers that know what they can do easily, this integration with the documentation. And as this is designed for researchers, the data collection, data transfer is made very easy, and it minimizes all the hassle and manual handling that you would have with the consumer wearables. So why Phibion Helix is a good fit for research? it is affordable, but it provides everything researchers need. It is easy setup for participants, and it's very unnoticeable, so you will get the good adherence. And especially it's good for large-scale studies. So you can collect good data, several signals easily from participants, and with the SDK and API, you can really streamline the data flows. And like said, it is affordable, so you can do large-scale studies very nicely compared to if you would need to buy research-grade devices, which are often several folds more expensive. And yeah, that's basically a quick introduction of Phibion Helix. If you're interested in it, check our website, phibion.com. And from there, you can book a call with me or Dr. Miriam Caprita, and we are glad to discuss if this could be a fit for your project. And yeah, feel free to contact also via email. Thanks for listening and have a brilliant day.
Thanks for joining us this week on Physical Activity Researcher Podcast. If you like the show, make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing or following the show on Twitter. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you found value in the show, we would really appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever app you're using. Or if you would, in a real old school way, simply tell a friend about the show. It would be a great help for us. We have a fantastic lineup of guests for forthcoming episodes, so be sure to tune in. Thank you all for your support and have a great day.